I was lucky. I grew up in a house full of books and often heard my mother say that books are the next best thing to friends. I read dictionaries and thesauruses for fun. I carried a book everywhere, as today one would carry a phone, and I still try to read a book a week. Books teach sustained thought. It's difficult, perhaps impossible, to successfully multitask while reading a book. They're complete packages of knowledge, exploration, and enjoyment, pocket rockets of the imagination. And today, both bookstores and town libraries are in the idea business, allied against intellectual darkness and the flashy carnival midway of the Internet. Libraries have long been an important part of their community's institutional memories. Before there were computers, people came to them as places to browse, and some of us still do. And I can't resist adding that the original definition of browse applies to ruminant animals that eat the shoots and leaves of plants, which in turn reminds me of a popular grammar book of several years ago with the title Eats, Shoots, and Leaves. From just those four words, it's possible to spin three different meanings depending upon where you place the comma. Bookstores, too, play an important role in the community, with some bookstore owners consciously using their businesses to help restore or at least stabilize community economies. One owner I know bought an adjoining coffee shop to make a more enticing block. Another has joined with others to renovate an old hotel into both a bookstore and a restaurant. And still another put her store in the larger context of the arts. She writes, "While reading can be passive, meeting authors and discussing books creates a vibrant literary and arts community. And like retailers everywhere, these destination resorts of the mind hear the Amazon wolf baying at the door." There's a poem I like with the title, "If Librarians Were Honest," and I think it could equally apply to local bookstores. It concludes, "If librarians were honest, they would say, 'No one spends time here without being changed. Maybe you should go home while you still can.'" It was written by Joseph Mills, a peripatetic poet, who makes a point of getting a library card every time he moves in order to root himself in each new city.